You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Welcome to Into the Dynasty Draft Room, presented by Sports Illustrated NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Brian Searfoss, joined tonight, as always, by co-host Aaron Adams. How you doing tonight, Aaron?
I'm good. I'm ready to get into your very, very, very early QB rankings here.
Yeah, so as you said, on the show tonight, we're going to be giving a sneak preview of our Dynasty rankings that I'll be doing for the Draft Bible. And we're going to hop into the quarterbacks tonight. It's very early, so things will change, which is, I'm going to bring up a lot before you guys bash me for my rankings. But awesome, so we're going to have to go over that. But guys, real quick before we jump into this, Smiter, please hit the subscribe button. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to it. Tell us you enjoy the show. Make us feel good about ourselves. And when you subscribe, you'll get daily NFL, Dynasty, Devy, Fantasy Football Podcast from the NFL Draft Bible. And we're about to, before we hop into it, kind of want to get over the first big trade, eluding the quarterbacks this week. Is the Carson Wentz trade for the second and third round pick? Eric, what are your thoughts on it?
That's where I preferred him to go. I think that's where everyone should have preferred him to go. I think everyone, if you want what's best for Wentz, I think reuniting with Wright is the right move. The compensation ain't bad. I'm fine with that compensation for the Eagles. It's going to turn into a first round pick. That's 100% turning into a first round pick. So,
yeah.
Third this year, first next year. That's fine. I like it for both sides. For fantasy, stay tuned. Colts got a lot of cap space.
A lot of free agent receivers. Hopefully, you don't get tagged. Maybe end up there. The one thing that's really crazy about Wentz. Most excited because he finally has an offensive line that'll protect him.
Amen.
But last year, PFF had his grade with a clean pocket, which he had on 76% of his dropbacks. He was ranked first in interceptions with 10 with a clean pocket. If you look at his adjusted completion percentage, 35th, and passer rating, 33rd in the league with a clean pocket. Which is really weird for him. And it's the only thing that kind of made me hesitate, a little bit nervous fantasy-wise. But the situation is so much better for him to produce. And he's somebody I believed in. It's just something strange about his whole skill set that you don't really notice.
The pressure's on him. Pressure's on Carson Wentz this year. Like you said, you alluded to the clean pocket stats. He's got a very good O-line this year. He'll get hit a lot less. That's a big part of it. We can't even give the full picture here because I don't even know what that offense is going to look like. I definitely think by the end of this offseason, he's going to have a nice repertoire to work with.
Yeah, I mean, he has a good line, good running back. He has a couple weapons that could really break out. It's not a bad situation. I'd still like to see someone like Allen Robinson in there, give him a legit wide receiver one. And I'm really excited fantasy-wise for the tight end position for Ali Mo Cox or whoever else is throwing back there. Mo Ali Cox. I do that every time.
The three name thing throws me off. If they signed Allen Robinson and drafted Pat Freiermuth, Carson Wentz to the moon. My hopes would be sky high for him if he gets that.
My rankings, he would probably move up 4 to 5 spots. That's which fair. Doesn't sound like a lot, but when there's only 32 quarterbacks, that's a pretty high percentage.
No, I think that's a fair range. That's a fair range. Awesome. And then There was another team in that trade. we barely get no time for the Eagles there. The Eagles, they got to build for the future here. Definitely have to build for the future.
They do. I mean, I feel like we all kind of expected Jalen Hurts to start this year, but there's a lot he needs. He has Jalen Reagor, and the two tight ends coming back and Ertz and Goddard, and that's it. They cut Alshon, they cut Deshaun Jackson, which is expected in their roles. It makes sense, but there's not a big veteran presence there for him. So there's definitely going to be some bumps and bruises. But that also means fantasy-wise, the volume should be up. And there might be more usage on his legs, which I do like.
Yeah. I think they really need to put some help around Jalen Rager.
Oh.
I think they need help. And they have no cap space to do it. And, now, you know, there's always going to be QB talk, too. Like, if they take a QB this at six, they better get the QB right.
They need to take the offensive line at
six
or anything that resembles a defense. They have much better needs than somebody to compete against Jalen Hurts, who filled in fine last year.
This is a beautiful time to bring it up because I've been squeezing it in every single week. If Sewell's there at six, you got to go Sewell. Every week I have to squeeze it in. And I agree with that. For some godforsaken reason, the Bengals let Sewell go by him at five and he's there for the Eagles at six, there's no question for me. That's where I'm going.
Protect your future. The team won a Super Bowl when they had a great offensive line.
Yes.
Go back to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Since we hit somebody just outside, two guys mentioned in the rankings, let's jump into it. Normally read down to them. I have guys tiered off right now to kind of make the rankings easier. Majority of the time means they're going to be closer together in my ranks than like a big gap. So our top tier in order, we have Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson for my top six. We'll have them all kind of tiered together. I have a gap between Patrick Mahomes and the rest of the field, but that's just because of confidence and his floor-ceiling combination. What's your thoughts on them? Do you have anybody you disagree with?
The top five, I agree. The top five is untouchable for me. I like that top five. And then I'm just trying to wonder if Wilson really is there at six.
I mean, what has Russ ever done but prove he's consistently good, if not better? He has the best weapons he's had, wide receiver position in his career. And he's complaining enough that they might actually go out and get him linemen.
Yeah.
I believe Russ. Look at those receivers he has with Metcalf and Lockett and how much they threw last year. Like, he's a talent. He's not as young as the rest of those guys, but he's still young enough where he's going to last on your team for a while.
And he's not getting traded?
And he's not getting traded.
I don't think he is either.
And Deshaun Watson. Yeah, I know we were talking about before the show, you had some things with the Deshaun Watson where it kind of moves some trade-wise.
Yeah. We'll get into that now. Okay, so I came up with this is like a whole spider web of things to go over here. Branches off in so many parts. So I think right now you see the reports with Miami, the Jets, and the Panthers being okay in a trade by him.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying the Panthers are going to be uber aggressive for any quarterback move. I think the fact of the matter is the Jets and the Dolphins have more. I think they have more to offer in a trade. Like, is Houston really going to value a running back, even if it is Christian McCaffrey? Or are they going to value getting like Tua back, Darnold back, three first round picks? Like, I think they could get more draft capital from the Jets and more meaningful draft capital from the Jets and the Dolphins than the Panthers. So if he's traded to Miami, would he rise or would he fall for you?
I think Miami's kind of similar, maybe up a little. I think Miami's similar. They have an okay line, but their weapons are questionable. I know Preston Williams was kind of everybody's draft crush last year late. Parker's Devontae Parker, like, he is what he is. Like, he's a wide receiver too. And Gesicki's fine. Like, I don't love the weapons there. They also have a crap ton of cap room, which we can say about two of these three teams. And that can change their hurry from those free agent receivers. But as of now, I mean, I don't think it's that different. The weapons he has in Houston fit his play style.
Yep. I think that's getting lost in the translation here. Like if Watson goes to even the Jets, even if he goes to the Jets too, I mean, we're relying on the Dolphins and the Jets to then essentially it would be free agency. They'd be going the free agent route because their draft capital would be flushed then for the next at least year or two.
I mean, the Jets receivers are good, but like they have guys who
No love for Denzel Mims.
I like Denzel Mims, but I'd say him, Breshad Perryman, really fit what Watson likes to do being field stretchers. And Crowder's not a bad little dump off there. It's far from a sexy wide receiver core. I'd like to see something added to that in like the second round or free agency for him. But I kind of like the fit with that more than Miami.
Okay.
And I think he has to throw more in the Jets in Miami because the defense isn't as good.
That is true. That is true. That's a good point. And then the last spot, how high would he go if he gets traded to Carolina? Is he QB1? Is he QB1 at Carolina?
No, but he's in that 2-3 range.
Yeah.
I'd agree I mean, I love Watson. I think he's the second. He might be the second most talented quarterback in the league. He's been giving a terrible situation. He's still only 25. He's mobile. He's a cannon. He stretches the ball. He makes good decisions. He's the full package of the position. And if you get him in Carolina with DJ Moore and Curtis Samuels comes back, somehow keep Christian McCaffrey, that's a good team. Ian Thomas isn't a bad tight end. Like, there's athletes everywhere, and it'll work great with him.
And the Joe Brady effect.
And they have no defense, so he's going to have to throw a ton as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Panthers are his – like, if he were to go to the Panthers, I would love that. I would love that the most out of any of the three. Honestly, not because like he would also be in the AFC East. I don't want to talk about that, but still, at least he would have the support already in Carolina.
I feel like that's the landing spot we want every quarterback to go to right now.
Carolina?
Yeah.
They're saying it. They're like, we're going to be uber aggressive for a long-term elite quarterback here. They're out looking. So.
Yep, we were talking with when Matt Hicks was on the show. We were talking about the rookie quarterback class and how if Justin Fields went there, he'd be his QB1. Like, it's a great landing spot that can really help somebody.
I agree. Absolutely. They are the team to watch in terms of quarterbacks this season. All right, you want to jump to tier two here?
Yeah, I will say the one thing about Watson, if he stays in Houston and they lose Fuller, he might dip a little bit. Like, that's the worst case scenario for me.
I have an even worse case scenario for you.
What's that?
Say he sits out this year. If he's still in Houston past the draft and like they're not trading him, I don't know if he's gonna suit up. That would be a power move. Send shockwaves through the NFL if he did that.
That's a power move, and I hope it doesn't happen. So
I really don't want it to happen. That's we're gonna be talking about that until that gets resolved. That's 100% not going away. All right. Tier two?
All right. Tier two. Start 7 through 13. So we got Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, Joey Burrow, Aaron Rodgers, Trevor Lawrence, Tua Tagovailoa, and Jalen Hurts. Definitely can be some movement into the tier depending on some offseason things that happen. We have Joe Burrow's injury, Dak Prescott's contract situation, which I think is going to get solved, but like there could be some changes in this one. Eric, where's the beef at the start?
Yeah, I don't have any beef for rankings this early. If you're coming out with rankings right now, that's fine and dandy. they're going to change. I guess the Herbert, we talked about this a bit. The Herbert Dak 7-8 thing is really, really intriguing to me. Because that was the one that jumped out to me that made me say, who would I rather have going forward, Herbert or Dak? Dak's going to only be 28 years old this year. He is coming off the injury. That used to mean something. We don't really talk about that enough because these guys are just freakish athletes. They could recover quickly. So you'd rather have Herbert going forward than Dak?
Yeah, I think a lot of it, I'm captured by the hype on him. He was so fun to watch this year, just sling the ball all around. And the fact they went to him that early was great. He has a healthier offense coming back with Mike Williams, hopefully being healthy the whole year. Offseason, Keenan Allen, Hunter Henry, if he's still there. Like, I really like him. But I'm really kind of regretting turning my rankings because that situation in Dallas for Dak is
so nice.
It's so nice. I mean, with CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup, is it the best receiving group in the league? Or maybe. Or close to it.
It's top three. Might not be three or two.
I 90% believe in his contract's going to get settled and he's going to be there. That 10% of the doubt is probably that keeps him under Herbert. Once he's signed long-term, it's probably going to move up. But it's close right now. If I'm in a draft, seeing that 23-year-old quarterback there with a nice surrounding cast, it's going to tempt me.
Love that you have him that high. Love that you have him that high. I might even put him over Russ for me. Like, if you were to ask me right now who I'd rather have, I would probably take those two over Russ. That might be my controversial take. But I just want to say that we were robbed of an incredible season last year by Dak. Like, robbed.
What?
He was on pace to... He might have broken some records last year if he never got hurt. That defense was so bad. They were throwing so much. Like, 5 games, 9 touchdowns, 1,856 yards. Oof, with how much they were. Oh, boy.
They had over 675 pass attempts last year.
Yep.
I did the projections a few episodes ago about just what it would do on CeeDee Lamb, where it takes him from a 935-yard receiver to a 1,365-yard receiver, putting him at PPR wide receiver 8 with his pace he had with Dak. It could be huge. I think I got too excited about the rookie. I really do. Like, as soon as you brought it up to me, I've been questioning myself all night.
Listen, I wouldn't question yourself because I am a huge believer in Justin Herbert.
How about the other two rookies from last year? Or I guess.
Two and Hurts.
Actually, I have almost all first or second year guys through the last section of this, other than Aaron Rodgers, who kind of just wants – I don't know where to slot him because he's old, but he's still good, and maybe they'll get him another wide receiver. But Joe Burrow has his leg injury, which you kind of mentioned before, but his is pretty bad. Trevor Lawrence should be in a good situation. Tua, we don't know for sure. If he goes to Houston, he's plummeting.
Yeah.
And
that would ruin Tua, 100%.
If he goes to Houston, I'm not. He's dropping 10 plus. He might drop 10 plus spots. He might be done to make.
I would hate that. I would really hate if Miami gave up on Tua after 1 year. Like that's just not tough. Yeah. But
how are you for these four? Burrow, Lawrence, Tagovailoa, and Hurts. Like, are they close for you? Any of them stand out?
I mean, out of the four, it's definitely come down to Burrow or Lawrence. Out of the four, I think I would take Lawrence. I might take Lawrence over Burrow right now. In Jacksonville. Oh, it's Jacksonville and Cincinnati. That's unfortunate.
You love Jags last offseason. Like, Shark and...
I love Shark and Biscay. I love Shark and Biscay.
That's talent there.
But it's
Jacksonville. But it's Jacksonville.
I'm trusting Urban Meyer. They're doing some shady stuff down there. But,
I mean, that's how you bring in talent.
Then again, I don't know. I don't know how much of a believer I'm in Zach Taylor yet. So, I think it's got to be close. It's so early to tell. Obviously, with even Lawrence not even being in the league, Tua and Hurts. I feel like I've talked enough about what I think of Hurts. I think I've talked enough. So,
is he lower on this list for you then?
What was that?
Is Hurts going to be lower for you?
No. No. Just because I don't believe him. If he's the starting quarterback of the Eagles, I don't doubt that he'll have top 10, top 15 season at worst, probably. If he plays 16, at worst, that's probably what he's going to do.
His rushing ability gets him a floor of 15.
Yeah, yeah.
And if he put anything together in a passing game, he could shine.
Rushing is king.
Which is what causes tier three to get weird right off the bat.
Yeah.
Tier three starting Justin Fields, super landing spot dependent. Ryan Tannehill, Matt Stafford, Zach Wilson, Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, Matty Ice, Carson Wentz, Trey Lance. I'm kind of going to stop there for a moment to kind of catch it up. It's kind of a mix of vets and young guys who are just clumped together with your betting on upside or floor mixed in. Like, you need something to separate these guys. Like, they're perfect quarterbacks to pair together on a team in my eyes. But Fields right now is just where he's at is the unknown. Like, it's that ceiling, if he lands in Carolina, what could be incredible. Because, like I said, rushing is king. And he ends up with some weapons, it could be great. But after that, man, these guys are just clopped.
Yeah.
I don't think you can go really wrong with any of them. I'm comfortable starting any of the vets here on my team as a QB2 in super flex or a deeper league. Any of those guys you like more or dislike?
I immediately go right to the rookies because I see Trey Lance at 22 and I'm like, yeah, that's being safe. But if you were to tell me he's going to play 16, oh man, say Trey Lance goes to Atlanta. Oh my Lord. With Julio there in that dome with Ridley. I would feel good about that.
But not the season. That's a long-term investment there.
Yeah.
I don't think we're losing Matt Ryan right away.
They say they're not going to trade him, and I saw it, his cap hit is $40 million this year. It was somewhere around like $40 to $41 million. I just saw that today. I didn't know that. That's insane. That is insane.
Yeah. What? How do you feel about Baker here?
Huh.
Like, I feel like he's one of the more confusing guys in the league because we saw flashes rookie year. We saw some terrible play next year. Then we saw some flashes again this year. Like.
Ryan, I'm going to be honest with you. It was during the Ravens-Browns game on Monday Night Football.
Slung the ball.
We were like maybe in the second quarter of that game, and I tweeted out, next year is going to be the make or break like year for Baker. Like he's shown flashes, but he's been up and down up until this point. And I'm going to be honest with you, from that moment on, Baker played lights out the entire year. He had the hiccup against the Jets, but that game was such a weird situation that whole week with like half their team is, I don't even, COVID. But other than that, he really was lights out last year. And, you know, they got a great offense. They have a fantastic collection of talent on that offense. The only problem is they're always going to run the ball. When you have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, you're always going to run the ball.
Yeah, but that's a play action right there, and he has no problem throwing deep.
He doesn't.
So they like being the run team. there's this thing with Baker where his performance went up after OBJ went, after Odell Beckham went down. Like, do we believe it's because of Odell, or is it just because that offense is starting to just mesh because they hadn't had an offseason using it? Like, it's the weird timing of the coincidence that makes people question things. Like, are you at the point where you get rid of Odell, improve on that line if you can?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what they're gonna. I don't know what they're gonna do with Odell. I don't know.
If he left, like, I don't think it changes anything for Baker for me. Which is weird because he's a talented receiver.
That is such a conundrum. I agree with what you're saying about the unique timing. Like, when he went down, Baker started playing better. I think you are right, though. I think it's because the offense was just kind of getting in gear. I think if you inserted Odell for one of the other receivers, it would work. But I don't know. I have no idea how to feel about that situation.
Yeah. I have these two guys. I'll say these two QBs have clumped together with Ryan Tannehill and Matt Stafford now in the Rams. Do you think they should be flip-flop? Do you like them how they are?
Well, after the Stafford trade, everybody expected him to be like the second coming of Jesus, pretty much. There was praise heaped abound on Matthew Stafford just to go to the Rams. So if we're to believe that, people seem pretty confident that he's going to have an MVP type season this year. I guess we'd be too low on Stafford, but I'll tell you right now, Ryan, if I had rankings in front of me, that were mine, I think I would have Stafford around that 15 to 16 range. Yeah, I think I would have that. Tannehill, I was just thinking about Tannehill the other day because I'm not a fan of how we talk about Ryan Tannehill. Like, I hate when we bring up quarterbacks and like, oh, maybe he can go be the next Ryan Tannehill. It's like, dude, not everyone plays for Adam Gase. It's only Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's going to be the only other one that's going to be like, oh, I wonder if we can get a Ryan Tannehill out of this guy. That's it. That phrase does not stand for anything. He just found a good situation in Tennessee.
He really did. All right. So this next section's work gets kind of ugly and super questionable. Like, all the guys you mentioned.
Don't call any section that has Tom Brady in it ugly. That is not allowed.
That's what I said, ugly and questionable.
It's even worse.
That's why the and's there. He's old. All right, next section. Jared Goff, Drew Lock, Daniel Jones, Tom Brady, Derek Carr, Jimmy G, Sam Darnold, Ben Roethlisberger. The Steelers said today is coming back as of 2:23.
We have plenty of offseason to question that move. But for now,
fans here are very upset.
I think it's
beautiful. I love it.
So the one guy I want to focus on out of that group is Sam Darnold, because you have him at 29. Right now, today, February 23rd, do you believe the Jets are going to keep him?
No, I don't.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Like, if I was a gambling man, I'd say he's going to be gone. I'd put my money, and I had to, over him being gone there.
I wouldn't, because the Jets have always made very questionable decisions. So I wouldn't put it past them to keep him. But they should 100% get rid of him. 100%. They're talking about, if the fit's right, it's like, my man. So you have to go back to that draft where you would have had Sam Darnold ranked. Put him into this class right now where he is today and rank him amongst Fields, Wilson, and Lance. Are you taking Sam Darnold?
If I had to rank him then, like that year's draft?
Yeah.
Or this year's draft with Darnold, like, as a fresh rookie?
I'll say fresh rookie. Like, we'll make it fun.
As a fresh rookie?
Yeah. Coming out of college.
He'd probably be my QB too.
This is not including Lawrence.
Yeah, he's behind Lawrence.
But like so he'd be QB2 to Lawrence, is what you're saying?
Yes, for the rookie. Wow. I really like Sam Darnold come out. He has a lot of tools. He has a really good arm. He has no fear, which is kind of dangerous. He makes every throw, man. I think the right coaching, he could be. I still believe he could be a monster. I compared him to the guy who, when he came out, like similar like play style with Ben Roethlisberger, and I thought he could be that type of player if given the right situation opportunity, which he's had the farthest thing from.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely gotten a raw deal. That goes without saying. But he gets moved to San Francisco.
If he moves to San Francisco, and I know he's starting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's starting. Are you kidding me? I'm not sitting him behind Jimmy G. No, that means Jimmy G's gone. He's starting.
He's starting there, and I know this.
Yes.
I'm probably moving.
How high would you go?
Taking him from 29 to probably 21, putting him right ahead of Carson Wentz.
Okay.
Like,
he would have right now.
Weapons are fantastic.
Putting him against Wentz, I think San Francisco has a way better offense than the Colts now.
You got Thibaut, Kittle, whatever running back they decide to put in there.
It's set up to throw the ball. Like, Wentz is going to take off.
It's set up for easy throws, and that play action there with his deep ball will be beautiful. I mean, I'd consider if Atlanta picks a quarterback too, I'd put him ahead of Matt Ryan. I don't think I'm putting him over the Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield yet, but I'm definitely making a lot of offers for him.
What would you offer for him?
I mean, then if that
would you give? I don't know. I feel like people would love that move if it happened. They'll get ballsy. They'll get ballsy. They'll be like, it's going to take at least 2 to 3 first round picks for this.
About this now. I'm about to go out tonight in every league I'm in and send like a third and a fourth for Sam Darnold. Just as that scratch off ticket, and then try to flip it for a profit later on, because that's kind of move.
Everyone's going to have different feelings on Darnold. So,
and people want draft picks this time of year, and Darnold's nowhere near fine, but he could be just as productive as anybody, especially if you're going to get in the third or fourth round. Like, those picks are literally dart throws. I have no problem moving them for a vet or a young guy who could be in a great situation.
I'd agree with that. See if someone takes the bait. Let me know.
I don't want to see him in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be bad. That would be bad.
If he goes in Houston, I think that could – I mean – I don't know how much
I like their receivers, but I don't know where Houston's headed. I don't think that's a much better situation than what they have with the Jets.
He's a starting quarterback, so I can't really move him much lower. But Houston made me think about it.
Houston would be. Yeah, he'd probably be my 32. He probably would be my 32. That's sad. All right, please don't.
Any faith Drew Lock can move up.
Say that again?
Any faith that Drew Lock can move up this list over this season?
I don't want to talk badly about Drew Lock any more than I've already had. I feel like if Matt would be listening to this podcast, I would get a text about this. He's like, you gotta stop railing on Drew Lock here. I don't know, man. I like what Drew Lock has on offense in Denver. Mm-hmm. I think Denver's a nice spot right now. Denver, if Watson went to Denver, that would make me think a lot differently about Jerry Jeudy, Noah Fant, even KJ Hamler. They have Albert O. They have a very good
Corbin Sutton.
Courtland Sutton. That's an embarrassment of riches. That is an embarrassment of riches on offense. We didn't even get to the running backs.
If Sam Darnold went there, I'd be excited.
Yeah. How high would Darnold go if he's in Denver now?
I mean, I'd probably flip him to Drew Lock. Maybe think about and probably move above Jared Goff. Not much higher, but I like it.
I think a lot more highly of Sam Darnold than I do Drew Lock. 100%.
I do too.
So, yeah. Oh, that'd be a nice landing spot. I'd like that. But what is Houston? Denver better not give that first for him though. I'm not giving that high of a pick. They would have to take second this year.
I've heard the rumor is that he'd go for a second.
But is it if it's just 1 second? There are teams that should be doing that. Denver, definitely one of them. 100% one of them.
How New Orleans should?
Do they have a second round pick?
Actually, I don't think they do. Do they hate draft picks?
I haven't. Yeah, I feel like they're always.
They hate the NFL draft.
If they could somehow make it work, that'd be nice. That'd be another nice one. I just want this Sam Darnold because he has, like we said, he has not gotten a fair shake at all.
He's really got the raw end of the deal. Like, he was great coming out of USC. He showed what you want in the quarterback, but this situation has just been bad. Adam Gase, or quarterback's going to die. Stay away from the NFL. After this tier, it's kind of a shit sandwich. Like, there's nothing I want on a fantasy team. Even on Superflex, like Teddy Bridgewater's done for me. Taysom Hill, no. Cam, do you want him?
No. If we're in a Superflex and I like Cam going into next year more than my second QB in Superflex, yeah, I'm probably going to take Cam. If that's assuming, that's honestly assuming if Cam is a starter somewhere. If he's a starter somewhere, yes.
Well, if he's a starter in New England and they get a new receiver, a real wide receiver.
If he's a starter on New England, I'm 100% picking him up if I like him better than my second guy. Because Cam, even though he had a terrible, it really was not a good season, he still finished, what, QB 13, QB 14, somewhere around that range? That's what I'm going to expect from him if he goes back to New England. He'll still be a solid fantasy quarterback, but
he's startable long term though. Dynasty,
yeah. I just don't know.
Unless I'm on a championship team, I have zero interest. Taysom Hill isn't the answer in New Orleans. I don't want to believe it. Same with Jameis Winston,
right?
Everyone else is kind of bad.
Ryan, we're coming to a head here with the New Orleans Saints and their like bluff of saying, yeah, you know what, we're actually going to start Taysom Hill at quarterback. We're going to see how that goes for a season. I want to see it so bad. Call their bluff. Play Taysom Hill for a season. Let's see how it works. If it works, Sean Payton is just put him in the Hall of Fame right then and there. Let him continue coaching. And then when he retires, give him a second jacket.
Yeah. I mean, if Taysom Hill starts, just trade him before the season starts on the hype. Just to be your peak value.
Yeah. I love having Taysom Hill on my team. If that's where my team was, I'd be sad.
Right, like I don't want him. No. Sorry, Taysom. Jordan Love's the only other guy who could have value at one point, but I think we're a few years away.
You know, I feel Matt so Jones, bad for Jordan.
I put Matt Jones over everybody on this list we just went over.
And from tier four on.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd probably take Matt Jones. God, knowing what we know about Jordan Love, if Jordan Love wasn't on the Packers, if he got like a better landing spot where he could actually start, I would probably take Jordan Love over Mac Jones. I'd rather have the dart throw. I think Mac Jones is safe, but Jordan Love, I'd take on the potential and hope we can coach him up.
What if Mac Jones goes to the Steelers in the 20s?
Well, he's not starting.
Since a year behind Big Ben. Huh? Since a year behind Big Ben, or, you know, 7 games behind Big Ben.
I'm glad you just brought that up. Ryan, how funny would it be if they do take Mac Jones, say in the first round, because that's probably where they're going to have to take him. say if they do take Mac Jones in the first round, what would Ben's reaction be? Would Ben be like, I understand, it's my last year? Or would he be like, you know, I'm a little mad. You couldn't get me a weapon here? Like, you couldn't throw me a bone? You couldn't get me an offensive lineman, something?
He 100% would be upset, especially since his best friend Pouncey retired.
I think he like, would be. Upset, yeah.
It'd be fantastic. So he was upset about Mason Rudolph when that happened. Which, in retrospect, he should have been.
I would assume that Steelers told him, it's like, you know, you're getting old. We need a future plan here. And I hope he would understand that now if they were to take Mac Jones in the late first. But that would just be an interesting
I mean, there's the fact he's playing, he's making $41 million, just doesn't care.
Yeah. Well, he's not gonna come back at that number. There's no way he comes back at that number. I'll talk that down. But by how much? Yeah. He would, I don't know, what would you say? You don't say if you're the Steelers, you have to pay Ben this year. What would you pay him if he wasn't on his current contract? What would you offer him?
Just Bobby Bonilla and see if he how long he lasts.
No, Ryan, no, you're talking to a Met fan. I could tell you firsthand how crap that deal is. No, we're not doing that. We're not offering a Bobby Bonilla contract. Oh, my good Lord. I would fly to Pittsburgh and strike on the outside of Heinz Field and just look like an absolute lunatic. I'd be like, do not do a Bobby Bonilla deal. Trust me. I would come with me and do it. Come on. Bobby Bonilla.
So, I mean, he's not going to accept less money. It's going to be have some cap manipulation where he gets it over like 2 years, 3 years. Like, it's going to be something weird. He's got to get paid.
Road.
Huh?
Kicking the can down the road.
I mean, if they have to, because they have like Bud Dupree, who's a free agent. Juju's going to get 12 to 14 mil. Bud Dupree's probably.
If they sign Watt, I don't really like.
Watt's going to have to work for free and live on his brother's couch because he's going to be so broke in Pittsburgh. Even though you can leave. But like, they're 8 over the salary cap right now.
I think you got them down. They said they restructured a deal. I think that got them down to 1 million.
Yeah, it was one of the defensive tackles, Stephon Tuitt.
It's not 1 million. It's minus 1 million. -$1 million. That's a lot of cap space to work with right there.
Right?
But it's not. So,
and Big Ben's 41 of it. So awesome for him. Yeah. Bobby Bonehead.
We're not Bobby Bonehead. Oh man. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. All right.
Awesome. Any last thought on the rankings or
I'll just repeat what we said. This is 100% going to change. It would be so appropriate, Ryan, if tomorrow Darnold got traded somewhere, or if Watson, there was like a breakthrough in the Watson deal.
Shout out Seth Keller on our side. He's got this where I'll be able to update it immediately. So you guys don't even want to know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm gonna try to get these rankings through the season up as fast as I can. And any like big changes, I'm gonna try to make the changes that day so you guys can see it, see how what dominoes fall into place, if there's any trades, free agent moves, stuff like that. Same with draft time.
We will be here to talk about it.
And we will be here to talk about it. We'll be talking running backs next week. So thanks for listening to the show. We are the Dynasty Draft Room presented by the Sports Illustrated NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. And if you enjoyed the episode and haven't subscribed already, please subscribe. Give us a 5-star review. Hey, these rankings are there. Send us a message and see if you can and argue it. And come talk in our Discord. And we'll see yours as well. All right, guys. We'll catch y'all next week.
Later, taters.